Westlock. Westlock County will look to generate additional dollars via a new sponsorship and advertising policy that could see the naming rights of municipal facilities and parks sold to the highest bidder. At the county's October 18 Governance and Priorities Committee, GPC, meeting, Sao Tony Kulbiski unveiled a new 10-page draft sponsorship and advertising policy that, in his previous 13-year posting as Sao of Town of Devon, generated $1.2 million for the municipality. Ultimately, the document, which was accepted as information by a 7-0 vote and is expected to be in back in front of councillors for ratification at their October 25 meeting, will allow administration to seek corporate sponsorship for dedicated facilities, parks and potentially programs which will reduce the impact on taxpayers over time. As per the policy, any money generated by the program will end up in the county's general revenue account unless specified in the sponsorship agreement that proceeds received are to be used for specific purpose. You can probably name off the top of your head at least 5 or 6 facilities or parks within the area that we could potentially have naming rights sponsors that will help minimize the impact of operational budgets going forward, said Kulbiski. Councillors by and large liked the policy, with Reeve Christine Weiss saying although it needed some minor revisions, she was 100% in support of it. Kulbiski noted that at the next meeting he'll bring in a draft sponsorship agreement that's been vetted by legal counsel and following, work will commence to create a list of potential corporate sponsors who could be considered going forward. It's a great policy, thanks to our SAO for bringing it forward. This is fantastic and exactly what we need to do as a municipality, said Cown. Stuart Fox Robinson. I look forward to seeing what administration is going to bring back. I know our residents for sure will find this extremely beneficial for Westlock County, added Weiss. As per the policy, available sponsorship and advertising opportunities will be promoted annually, or as a contract term expires, using open processes including competitive bidding. Sponsorship sales will be the responsibility of the SAO, or designate, who will evaluate an offer from a sponsor using the fair market value estimate. How complete, open the process for that specific sponsorship opportunity has been, and the intangible benefits to the county not contemplated by the fair market value. Naming rights will only be for a specified term, and never for perpetuity, and sponsorship recognition must not detract from the physical attributes, character, integrity, or safety of county-initiated events, or county-owned facilities and respect the use of the county brand. The policy also notes that before a property is renamed, the cost and impact of changing existing signage and marketing materials, rebuilding community recognition, updating records and the county's corporate values and public image, must be considered. Sponsorship rights are non-transferable, without the written consent of the county, and may be automatically cancelled by a bankruptcy receivership or illegal activity of the sponsor or any activity, deemed unethical by the county. The fact that that's in there is fantastic, but it may need a little more expansion, said Fox Robinson. The policy also covers the sale of advertising on things like the county website and its electronic sign. Advertising must not condone any form of personal discrimination, including discrimination on prohibited grounds pursuant to the Canadian Human Rights Act and the Province of Alberta's Human Rights Code. And although advertising of a political or religious nature will be allowed, it must meet the requirements of the Canadian Code of Advertising Standards and, all political advertising will indicate that the advertisement is paid for by a party or candidate so as to avoid giving the impression that the county is supporting a given party or candidate. Advertisements of alcoholic products may also be accepted so long as it's permitted by federal, provincial, or municipal laws, although ultimately, the county may refuse or order removal of any advertising material at any time in its absolute discretion.